The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. Welcome to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. The Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour brings to you the very latest nutrition information, and the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers bring you EDLP. More about EDLP during the show. Here are your hosts, Al Foreman and Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist.
Start spreading. Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. It is a bright, beautiful, clear, sunny, and cool day here in South Florida in Boca Raton. One of our most enjoyable pleasures this time of the year. And I'm joined this morning with Janet Cimarelli. Good morning, Janet.
Good morning, Al.
I want to remind our listeners that yesterday's contest, we did have three winners.
Yes, you did.
And we'll be doing more of these contests as time goes on. Just want to let our listeners to make sure you stay tuned so you can take part in these exciting contests that we're going to be running.
Lots of fun.
Without a doubt. But today we have an outstanding guest. And this man I've known for probably close to 20 years. I've helped mentor him over that period of time. And he has helped me gather extreme knowledge in many different areas of supplementation that I had no knowledge of it. And this morning, with his expertise, we're going to learn something more about some of the effective treatments that people can use to help them with their supplement program and improve their overall health of the body. So it gives me great pleasure to introduce to you Mr. Stuart Tonk. Good morning, Stuart.
Good morning, Al. Good morning, Janet. It's so great to be with you. And I remember, Al, the very first radio show that you ever put me on was with you. And I was so terrified being a guest on radio. I'll never forget it. I was standing outside on a cell phone. And, Janet, you'll crack up. I thought the entire world was listening. I was that self-centered.
I think we probably all remember our first radio experiences. Yes, I used to think somebody needs to grab me by my ankles and pull me back down to earth to stop me from talking, because you think your thoughts go on and on and on. So welcome to the show, Stuart. So happy to have you. And we are going to be talking about CBD. And on the elevator on the way up to the studio this morning, I rode with a woman and she wanted to know what we were talking about. And I said cannabidiol, and that kind of got a little bit of a funny look on her face. Cannabis what? And so we'll talk about CBD.
But Stuart, you live in a part of the country that I really love. And if I had a choice to move from Florida, I'd go to where you are today, in sunny Southern California.
Well, you're welcome here anytime in San Diego. And any of our listeners, if you find your way out to San Diego and you become very enthusiastic about CBD or hemp oil, make sure that you look us up here at CV Sciences. I'll take you out to lunch at the co-op. We'll do a tour of the laboratory. I'm serious. We're an open book out here at CV Sciences. We'd love to have people visit us.
Now, over the years that I know you, you've been with many different companies in the supplement industry. And all the supplement companies that you've been with have been a dramatic, or have played a dramatic effect in helping people overall to improve their health. And during the course of the time that you were with these companies, you found it effective to get your message across via radio and via personal appearances at different trade shows. And you have gathered so much knowledge in all your years that I'm really, really proud to have you as a guest today.
Oh, thank you, Al, and thank you so much for acknowledging the good old-fashioned Fuller Brush salesman ground game. Whatever happened to the ground game? And we're seeing it in every facet of our life. Obviously, this is a health show, but it's a nice reminder when you press the flesh and you're face-to-face with people and you're in the stores and on radio, not selling, but educating, you can create an awareness and enthusiasm an excitement and an interest in a brand and in a philosophy of well-being. So thank you very much for acknowledging that. In the day of digital media for the last 20 years, I'm sure you felt like this. I thought we were a bit of a dinosaurs approaching things the way that we do, but the pendulum is swinging back. People love radio. They know that there's less bias and influence here, and they also want to see you face-to-face, look you in the eye, because I think we can sense who walks the walk and who talks the talk.
No question about it. Very, very good point. Now, so with the major companies that you've been with, you decided to move on to a field that is fairly brand new. I think you're opening up a lot of doors for people to be able to take advantage of some of the products that your company is producing today. But how did you find the time, or how did you find the need to get into the company that you're with today?
Oh, well, thank you for asking that. It was 3 years ago at Expo East. I was with Nordic Naturals. I had the great privilege and pleasure of being their global educator and one of their spokespeople. And I traveled all over the world teaching people to correct the omega-3 deficiency. I loved my career. I had a great job. My wife was happy. My kid, my son was happy. Everyone was happy. But I'm always interested in the future and new. And we always ask each other. Whenever we see each other, we say, hey, what's new? What have you learned that's new? Especially if you're looking to preserve your wellness. And someone had a chewing gum, hemp-based chewing gum in their hand. And I had never heard that a product like that was on the market with these cannabinoids that Janet was talking about, the phytocannabinoids. I knew we had hemp oil and hemp seeds. Those had been around for a while with protein and fatty acids. But I knew and had been reading about using cannabis that got you healthy and not high. Not something that you smoke, something that you eat that's got low to no THC that keeps you healthy and well. In any case, Al, I ran up to the booth. I said to the woman behind the counter, I want the largest container of whatever this stuff is. And Janet, you'll love this. I'll never forget this. She looks at the price list and says, that's $27,500. I said, I'm taking a smaller tube. So I tried the stuff that day. And as we'll learn in the ongoing shows, this CBD, and Janet, as a practitioner, you see this all the time, is not for everyone. It is not indicated for everyone. However, the people that do respond to it, like me, anyone that's a AAA personality, high wire act, overcompensating because they've got underlying depression underneath, people that are a bit of an emotional roller coaster respond very, very quickly. And for me, it was like a tonic. It was like a nerve tonic. It was something that I had been desperately seeking as I was looking through my nutritional lexicon and toolbox and could never feel comfortable in my own skin. After that, Al, I decided I had to throw away my career, pioneer something new, and go someplace where no one had gone before.
And you made a major move because you lived back in the Illinois area.
I packed up in 2 weeks. Even my landlord, who's a great friend of mine, said, you can't move that quickly. Well, I never bought a house. So, of course you can. You pack your boxes 12 hours a day until smoke comes out of the tape gun. 2 weeks later, I was in San Diego. 2 weeks after that, my wife and my son showed up. It's been almost 2.5 years now, Al, and our products are now available in just over 800 health food stores across the nation, 400 doctor's offices, and it's become the number one talked about herbal dietary supplement of the last 25 years.
Well, if you can just give our listeners a little background about how the product came to be and what are some of the major purposes that your company has found it's useful for.
Well, this is a thank you very much for diving into that. So how it came to be is really a revisiting of history, because back in 1906, you could go into a pharmacy and buy cannabis sativa hemp extracts that were sold as an alternative to morphine for analgesia. That's right. They would sell hemp extracts as an alternative to morphine for analgesia, for pain. As an alternative to belladonna and laudanum, they'd recommend a hemp extract at the pharmacy for a sedative instead of the dangerous drugs. They knew it was an anti-inflammatory and an anti-spasmodic. They were treating epilepsy with hemp back in the 14th century. So there were 27 different companies selling hemp extracts in 1906. Then it got wiped out They erased it from the U.S. pharmacopoeia, and the stuff went dark in the 30s and, clearly forever until the recent past, was completely illegal and off limits to the public. So all we did, Al and Janet, is we revisited the safest, most effective natural alternative from the turn of the last century, and we just brought it back. So what we're doing is making it available, a medicine, a remedy that's been known for 10,000 years. We're really not pioneering anything other than making something available that was always available.
Do you think the pharmaceutical industry had something to do with taking it off the market back in those early 1900 days?
I don't think that it was the pharmaceutical market back then. I've done quite a bit of reading. It was a combination of things. First of all, it wasn't as competitive as other crops or other ways of making products, nylon and so forth. Some of those things were less expensive. There was certainly a racial tone to this, which is a sad part of history, but it is there. The Schaefer Commission in the 70s instructed Richard Nixon to decriminalize cannabis. He felt that that was not appropriate or wasn't politically viable at the time or whatever his thinking was. And we decided not to do that. So this has really been a culmination of many, 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 many years of grassroots activists using hemp extracts to treat things that were untreatable. And it just stayed underground and underground. And as public perception changed, as we became more open-minded, the truth of hemp and cannabis and its healing properties have really come to light. What we've done is we've pioneered the research around the safety and efficacy, and we're pushing for a supply chain here in America.
To clarify a point that's in my mind that may be existing in other listeners' minds as we continue with the conversation, Stuart, does hemp and marijuana come from the same plant?
It does, and that's where it's so confusing. Here's the sad reality. Imagine you and Janet are in school, the first day of school, and they call Janet Cimarelli, and you both raise your hands. That's confusing, right? Indoor-grown medical marijuana is called cannabis sativa. Outdoor-grown hemp that we're growing in Kentucky with Rand Paul and Mitch McConnell's blessing, that stuff's called hemp, and it also goes by the name cannabis sativa. So it has the same first and last name. Now, here's the difference. If it has low THC, like 0.3%, we call it hemp. If it has more, we call it marijuana. If it has 0.5% alcohol, we call it kombucha or a non-alcoholic drink. At more than 0.5%, we call it a daiquiri. We call it decaf at less than 30 milligrams of caffeine. Less than 30 milligrams of caffeine is decaf. Over 30 milligrams of caffeine is caffeinated. The same goes for fat-free, sodium, salt-free, and sugar-free. All we're doing is re-educating people that hemp is safe and healthy cannabis.
Stuart, stay with us, because I know Janet's going to take us to an intermission. And when we come back, we can pursue this particular area, because I find it very interesting in light of the fact that Florida is for the election, they have an Amendment 2, which deals with the legalization, if I'm understanding correctly, of marijuana. And I know Janet has some strong interest in that particular category, and we're going to discuss it in greater detail when we come back.
And so, to all of our listeners, you are tuned to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I'm here with Mr. Al Foreman and our very special guest today, Mr. Stuart Tomk, and we are talking about cannabidiol, CBD, and all of the incredible therapeutic benefits brought to the marketplace with these products. Stay tuned. More to come. You can find out more about the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers at this website, SAV-A-LOTNutritionCenters.com. See progress of the store coming together. Check in for pre-opening specials. Learn more about EDLP, the unique saving opportunity of everyday low pricing. You want more information? Go to Al at SaveALotNutritionCenters.com.
Want to keep up to date on progress at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in Margate? You can visit Save-A-LotNutritionCenters.com. Want to find out even more? Go to info@SaveALotNutritionCenters.com. Tune in every day for the latest updates on special events coming up at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers and learn more about the low, low pricing coming soon to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in Margate.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm joined this morning with Janet Cimarelli and our very special guest, Mr. Stuart Tonk, who's speaking to us from San Diego, California, the home of CBD and the home of Cardiovascular Sciences, which is the producer and manufacturer of the CBD. So in Florida, we have an election coming up, as we do throughout the whole country. But in the state of Florida, we have an amendment, too, that deals with the issue of whether or not to legalize marijuana. Now, there are many states that have laws as it relates to the sale and use of marijuana. My question to you is, from all your experience, and you live in a state that has legalized marijuana, what effect does it have on the CBD market versus the marijuana market?
Okay, this has been very, very interesting to watch, because when we started a few years ago, it looked like the common wisdom was places like Colorado, Washington, here in California would be very receptive to the non-psychoactive plus CBD oil that we're marketing. It made sense that they would like the benefit of cannabis without being stoned and having the anti-inflammatory, anti-anxiety benefit of hemp without the psychoactive effect. But this is where the best laid plans always reveal paradoxes, because what we found was that wasn't the case initially. Initially, in those states, people just wanted the medical marijuana. So our sales started to grow in places where there were not medical marijuana programs. In the South, for example, we just did rocket ship business in comparison to these other states. Now, here's what's happened in the last year, Al. Now that CBD has become almost a household name, at least among the early adopters, it still is going to take some time for the entire country to embrace it, but they now are doing homework. And homework is price comparison and doing the analysis of the product. And here's what we have in places like Portland, where I just was, speaking at the National University of Natural Medicine to their graduating class. They have dispensaries next to co-ops and health food stores. The CBD products that we're making available under the Plus CBD oil label are one half of the price of what you find in the medical marijuana dispensaries or less. And the stuff in the medical marijuana dispensaries, they have detectable levels of THC that can and do get people high. So what we're finding is that they're completely different markets, Al, and that the medical marijuana boom is exposing the potential of hemp, but the number of people that want to stay healthy and not be high, that's infinitely greater than we had anticipated. So it drives awareness and sales, and it separates the people that want to stay well versus the people that want to exit for a temporary period of time.
So you mentioned that the South area has exploded in sales of CBD.
Yes.
And the states that have legalized marijuana, are you still selling the Plus CBD?
Yes, but it took us longer to do well in those states. It really wasn't until people started really reading labels closely. And you remember, we all remember the fish oil wars. Remember
right.
When we used to add up, we used to read every label? How much are they charging for the EPA and DHA? What's the form and what's the freshness?
Right.
The market is efficient. We could figure it out. They're figuring it out with CBD.
So do you think that because people can get hooked on marijuana on a regular basis and they become addicted to the marijuana plant because they're in a state that allows them to buy it freely, whereas the CBD is not that kind of a product where your body really doesn't get hooked because there's no THC in there.
Well, there's very low to no THC. I like to compare it to kombucha. Kombucha does have some alcohol, but we do sell it to a 9-year-old girl all day long at, you know, any health food store in the country because we know that that's a safe amount. So let's keep that in mind. Let's also keep in mind that that NIDA, that's the National Institute on Drug Abuse, they recently put out a statement that said CBD was non-habit forming and non-addictive. And that's great because they're about to approve CBD as a drug here in America sometime next year for pediatric epilepsy. So they had to look at the dependency safety issues, and they found that it was perfectly safe, non-habit forming, and non-addictive. In fact, our own human work, Al and Janet, we have a couple of patients in Colorado at a clinic who's using our product, and the ultimate goal is to gradually taper them off the use of CBD oil and transition the patients to lifelong coping strategies such as yoga, meditation, and various other therapeutic activities. But this young girl in this one study was a pediatric anxiety patient with insomnia as part of post-traumatic stress disorder. So if we can treat patients like that with something safe and effective and legal made out of ditchweed agricultural hemp, you can see why everyone's talking about CBD.
Well, right now, CBD is available in almost every state in the union, Stuart?
Almost every state in the union. There are a couple of restrictive laws. Alabama has a more restrictive law. That particular state, Missouri does, Idaho. But other than those states, CBD is freely being sold from hemp as long as it's lawfully grown in Europe and imported. Make sure that you get the right stuff. Our products are being sold now in 800-plus health food stores and almost 500 healthcare practitioners' offices, which is a big, big, big victory for us.
And the product is made and grown in the USA.
It's grown in Holland, in the Netherlands, because the only legal hemp products that you can have, Al, have to be imported. Now, what we're growing in Kentucky, our efforts, the very first seed in the ground in 2014 when the Farm Bill was signed that allowed hemp research belonged to our company. So we have many, many, many test pilot crops and partnerships in the great state of Kentucky, and we hope to get our future CBD supply here in America in the coming years.
As a professional opinion, let me put Janet on, and she can go into the Amendment 2, which is dealing with the law on marijuana in the state of Florida. And it deals with a couple of different issues.
Well, I think the writing in the amendment is kind of oppressive. Okay, so it will allow the medical use of marijuana for debilitating medical conditions. Now, just in that very first sentence alone, we have the opportunity to have our listeners have relief from many debilitating medical conditions with the CBD oil products from Cardiovascular Sciences. It's a very well-researched area. So in the case of inflammatory issues where people are suffering with the pain in their joints, maybe inflammatory issues with regard to their circulatory system, the CBD oil, the very specific components, healing components in the CBD oil, very helpful. Reducing pain enhances your immune response. So if your immune response is overworked, this has the capacity to balance that entire immune system response out. So you're not hyperreactive, you're not underreactive, you have a correct reaction. And for cancer patients, those patients dealing with terrible issues of nausea and inability to handle the aroma of food cooking, the inability literally to have any kind of appetite whatsoever, CBD oil gives them the opportunity to overcome those unpleasant side effects associated with chemotherapy. And as you were mentioning, Stuart, that young girl with extreme anxiety due to post-traumatic stress disorder, here's a very natural way to enhance your sleep and to minimize anxiety. So here we have the possibility, without making a turn to medical marijuana, without changing the Florida state constitution with an amendment. And it's very important, I think, for people to understand that maybe we don't want to move in the direction of pharmaceutical drug designation. And, Stuart, that's one of the things that I wanted to ask you. Okay, if they're going to create a drug, is it going to be controlled by the a pharmaceutical company or multiple pharmaceutical companies, and will it require a prescription?
Well, this is a space race, and CV Sciences does have a FDA formal drug development division that I do not work in. I work in the consumer product division, so I'm aware of the space race. The reason I call it a space race is this whole cannabinoid medical science supplement opportunity will mint the next crop of billionaires. And every single person interested in business alive today is aware of that. So the amount of intensity and interest and grabbing mind share and knocking people out of the way to grab the brass ring is pretty darn intense. So I don't think we're going to have a complete domination of the market like we did with red yeast rice. Remember how we shut out as much natural options, as many natural options as possible, to give the win to Big Pharma, because red yeast rice is 10,000 years old, but when you control it, you turn it into lovastatin or Crestor, monitoring the amount of monacolin K that's in there. That won't, in my opinion, happen this time, simply because there are so many hundreds of thousands of people growing and cultivating their own hemp right now. So they will not be able to control it the way that they controlled other things. This is the first domesticated plant, and it's been around in medicine for 10,000 years. So that's why I'm much more hopeful this time that what's going to happen is there will be a shared market. Now, I got an email yesterday from one of our medical advisors who contacted the biggest pharmaceutical company working on CBD. He's a medical doctor, and he shared a little tidbit with me. Their product is going to start at $24,000 per year.
Is that all?
So the GW Pharma product, Epidiolex, what I learned yesterday, is going to start at $24,000 per year. That alone, and you need to have failed standard of care before they give it to you, they're going to take themselves out of the market without anybody's help. Do you see my logic around that, Al?
Without a doubt. We're going to pursue this a little bit more, but we're coming up on a short intermission. So I'm going to turn it over to Janet, and then we can come back and resume this conversation after the break.
Keep in mind that this incredible information is being brought to you by the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, located 3105 North State Road 7, 1/2 mile south of Sample Road in the city of Margate. Look for the PennDOT Shopping Center and you will find the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. And we will be back with our special guest, Stuart Tomp, in just 1 minute.
Janet Cimarelli wants to keep you posted on an incredible supplement shopping opportunity coming soon to Margate, 3105 State Road 7 in Margate, just south of Sample Road on the west side of State Road 7, or otherwise known as 441. you will find a Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center under construction. Stop in and say hello. Get the latest news on EDLP and the great things you will soon find at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers. Incredible pricing, knowledgeable vitamin specialists, free nutrition counseling, all coming soon.
Health and happiness are high priority, but so is the health of your budget. That's where Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers addresses all of your health and nutrition needs with EDLP. Everyday low pricing. No need to wait around for special sales. Every day of every week, you can find the health-supporting items you have come to rely on at the prices that fit your pocketbook. Info at SaveALotNutritionCenters.com.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. And I'm joined this morning with Janet Cimarelli and our very, very special guest, Mr. Stuart Tonk, who's speaking to us from San Diego, California. And we're dealing and discussing the issue of CBD, or Plus CBD, which is a company based out of California. And we're discussing the issue of marijuana as it relates to CBD and the uses that we will look forward to at some point in the future. Because this particular product, the CBD, will get some sort of a grade from the government so it can be sold legally throughout the entire country with no restrictions. Is that what you're looking for, Stuart?
Well, I think that that's going to be a bit more nuanced than any of us had anticipated, Al and Janet, because the pharma conversation that we were having before we went to break, that's really taken center stage. There's a debate right now, and it's a big debate, as to whether or not CBD is an investigational new drug. We know that for sure because the government gave that distinction to the pharmaceutical companies. The question is it a new dietary ingredient or an old dietary ingredient? If it's an old dietary ingredient, it's grandfathered in. If it's a new dietary ingredient, there's a complex process of making it a legal dietary supplement in the entire country. So that's what's keeping it back. And that, I believe, will end up being adjudicated because I think it will be hard for the American public to believe that one pharmaceutical company discovered cannabis and they get the rights to all of it. Oh, and they found it in 2005 in a secret undisclosed bunker in the south of England. I don't think that's going to happen. Do you, Janet?
I'm laughing as you say that. So that when we analyze, let's take an imaginary trip into the DNA of the hemp seeds and see how far back, hundreds of years we can go. So is it a new dietary ingredient? I don't think so.
I agree with you, Janet. Because if this was sold in pharmacies back in the early 1900s and goes back beyond or before that, to me, it would fall under the act that was done in the 90s, Stuart, the Deshaies Act.
And that's what's being debated.
So if you can just enlighten our listeners as to what Deshaies means and what it's done for our industry.
Well, I think that the most important thing about this Dietary Health Supplement Education Act that we call Deshaies is that this was really the dividing line between what were drugs and what was required to bring a drug to market versus what were artisanal remedies that have been used for thousands of years. And I sort of like the agreement. Basically, supplements cannot make claims to treat diseases, and they'll be penalized if they do. And the drug companies can make disease claims, and they have childproof caps and insurance reimbursements. Some people didn't think it was a good deal. I thought it was a great deal because we all recall, they wanted to make sure that supplements went through the same rigorous process as a pharmaceutical drug. And we all knew that then there would be no dietary supplements. Nobody could afford to do it. So the big debate today that's going on with this particular ingredient, and Deshaies is at the center of it, is this an old dietary ingredient or a new dietary ingredient. If it's an old one, they look at it and say, hey, no problem. But because some are suggesting it's a new dietary ingredient, that's where we're going to have to fight this out in court. And I believe it's going to end up in court because there's nothing more difficult to carry out, nor more doubtful of success, nor more dangerous to handle than to initiate a new order of things. For the reformer has enemies in all of those who profit by the old order. And what is at stake right now, Janet, now, if you could grow your own hemp, forget buying my product or buying medical marijuana, what if you could grow your own hemp in Florida in your backyard and make your own CBD oil? Would that be a threat to the medical establishment and the status quo as it is?
No question about it, for sure.
In a way that we've never seen before, because there was nothing that grew like a weed in your backyard that we have found out that was so miraculous for such a wide area of ailments. Most importantly, balancing your endocannabinoid tone. You know, I've learned this finally after years of studying this, Janet, now, when you feel great, you know those days where you slept right, you're properly hydrated, you've taken the right probiotics and fish oil, your regular bowel movements, you're exercising, everything is great, your endocannabinoid system is in tip-top condition. So this stuff that we have, the CBD oil, this is going to the root of the problem. People that don't feel well, they don't feel well because in many cases their endocannabinoid system is out of balance. What is at stake if you could give yourself a ECS CBD tune-up every day from your own grow in your backyard? Would that be a threat?
Well, let me just say and interject something. At one of the trade shows probably a year ago, I was in a very stressful day because I was having to meet so many different people, and my time was limited. And when I passed by your booth at the show, you gave me a sample of the CBD capsule, and it's a 25 milligram. And he said, try one of these, see how you feel. And I took one, and about 15, 20 minutes later, it's like a big load was taken off my shoulders, that I felt more relaxed, more in tune with everything. And it just gave me a whole better feeling, knowing that I could deal with anything that came my way. And since that point, Stuart, I have been using that as needed whenever I feel under stress, or if I need to get some sleep at night that I sorely need because of a stressful day, or any other number of reasons that could come my way. And I wholeheartedly believe in this particular product. So I know this is one of the products that we will be selling at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, and it will be available in the office that Janet has. And we have several different forms, which I know I'd like to discuss with our listeners, Stuart, because not every form is right for everybody. So there are forms that were made for different areas of the body or different parts of the body or different purposes for the body. And maybe as we get on with the balance of the show, we can go into in greater depth about some of these different products that are produced with the CBD.
One of the things that I can say is when the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center opens and people come to see me in my palatial office at the Save-A-Lot Center, I have from CV Sciences, I have a recommendation for dosing and how to introduce different products. I have so much information for our listeners so they can come in and find out how to best introduce these products into their daily routine and how, and to understand exactly how they work, what systems they are going to create balance for.
And one of the important things also, Stuart, I wanted to make mention to you that next Monday I will be announcing the opening date for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. And I know that this week that we're in, this is only the second day of the week, that CBD has been my best friend this week. And will continue to be until I make the announcement as to the opening day of For Save-A-Lot.
Are you saying you're stressed, Mr. Foreman?
So I firmly believe that. There's okay. No question about it.
But isn't it a wonderful thing to have safe, reliable substances that you can use to minimize the physical negatives associated with that huge project that you have undertaken?
No question about it. In fact, what I want to do is anybody who would like to try a capsule, because they work within 30 minutes. It's not that you have to wait 3 days before they work. If anybody would like to try a capsule, please stop down to the store today after 12 o'clock. I'll be there until 5, and I'll be more than happy to share one of my capsules with you from the bottle of CBD oil and prove to you and show you that it can work in your particular body. I swear by them wholeheartedly. But there are other products also, Stuart, that have been developed. Maybe we can take some time and just go into some of them. But my favorite is the capsule.
Yes, and I wanted to echo what Janet was saying about having somebody that really does have experience and expertise and knowledge as you do, Janet, because what I'm learning over the time that I've been doing this is that this material is so powerful that, and as I said at the top of the show, it is not for everyone. So because it's so effective and so powerful, and then we need to find responders, I'm feeling more and more and more that this product really requires an introduction like Janet is going to give you, like this show is going to give you, because if you're like me, and I'll make fun of myself, if I take some kava, which I've taken in the past many times before I had CBD to deal with stress myself, I would think a little bit is good and I'd feel okay, so 10 times better should be ideal. Am I alone there? Am I the only vitamin taker that thinks 30 times more is better? Well, with CBD, I'm sure you're seeing, Janet, isn't it true when you're seeing some of your patients that a very small amount, sometimes only 2 or 3 milligrams may be necessary in some cases, and taking too much may actually be a waste for some people.
Very, very much that situation. And that's one of the things why I think it's so important to have that kind of guidance. Experience gives you that information about how to make recommendations for a variety of different people, for a variety of different issues that they're dealing with. And there are ways to address their problems and give them the sensation that they're looking for. And what it could be relief of pain, relief of headaches, and reduction in that feeling of anxiety, enhancing the quality of their sleep. One of the things that I think is so helpful that you talk about all the time, Stuart, is the endocannabinoid system. So you have neurological effect, you have an endocrine effect that is so natural, and plugging into the individual's systems that allows them balance. And that's kind of what we're all seeking here, to have all of the different systems of our body work in balance. And here is an all-natural substance that's been around for thousands of years that will provide to you that kind of elusive, for some people, elusive balance.
Stuart, in your knowledge and all your experience, we got to go to a short break, but I want you to give some thought to a question when we come back that you can respond to. And that is there anybody that you know of or any type of individual that would not benefit by CBD?
Oh, good question. And to all of our listeners, you are tuned to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I'm here with Mr. Al Foreman and our very, very special guest, Stuart Tomp, the international educator for CV Sciences. We'll be right back.
Concerned about your health and the health of your family? Tune in every weekday morning to Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. Hi, I'm Janet Cimarelli, and I'll be available for nutrition counseling sessions at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in Margate. The The store will be opening in November, and we will keep you updated on construction progress. Located at 3105 State Road 7 in Margate, in the Penn Dutch Center.
You can find out more about the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers at this website, sav-a-lotnutritioncenters.com. See progress of the store coming together. Check in for pre-opening specials. Learn about EDLP, the unique saving opportunity of everyday low pricing. Want more information? Send an email to al@savealotnutritioncenters.com.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save A Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm joined this morning with Janet Cimarelli and our very special guest, Mr. Stuart Tonk, talking to us from San Diego, California, which is 3 hours behind us on our time.
So we're really grateful that Stuart got up early this morning to join us.
For sure. And I want to let our listeners know that the store is located 3105 North State Road 7 in Margate, which is a half a mile south of Sample Road on 441 or State Road 7. If you're coming south on 441, you look to the right, you'll see a Spirit Halloween store. And beyond the Spirit Halloween store, you'll see the sign for Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. And I will be there from noon until 5 today. And if anybody would like to try the CBD capsule, which is a 25-milligram capsule, I'll be more than happy to give you one, and you can give it a try yourself and see whether or not it works for you. But, Stuart, my question was, is there anybody that you know of that should not be taking it?
Well, I thought about that during the commercial break, and I think that this is the way to approach it. If you wake up in the morning and you really feel like perfect, really, you wake up, you feel great. You have a regular bowel movement. You're not an emotional roller coaster. Those are good indications that your endocannabinoid system is working very, very, very well. And the great Ethan Rousseau, one of the top medical doctors and former senior scientific advisor to GW Pharmaceuticals, I just watched him speak, and I had the chance to do the lunch entertainment. So he was the big-time speaker. I was the lunch entertainment. But I sat on every word, and I listened closely to what one of the world experts said, and that's why I made the comment earlier about your digestion working well and feeling balanced is a good indication that your ECS is balanced. So if you can correct a lot of your imbalances through the gut microbiome, and we're seeing that certainly, that might be a way to lead you to endocannabinoid balance. Long story short, if you're perfectly healthy, you probably don't need this stuff. My question is, how many people out there appear, act, or feel sane and rational and balanced, to Janet's point? And I would say 9 out of 10 people say that they're a fraction of what they should be. That's why they should be exploring CBD to tune their own endocannabinoid system. One capsule, not a problem. Come and try it at the store and see if it works for you. But also, please make an appointment with Janet, because what we have found, we have a dosing titration schedule, and she's got people going just a little bit every day, increasing from 1 to 2, from 2 to 3, from 3 to 4 milligrams. And Janet, haven't you seen some people that only need like 3 or 4 milligrams of CBD a day and they feel great?
Certainly there are so many people, yeah, that 3 to 4 milligrams a day, perfect to meet their individual requirements. Some people might be going through an extremely stressful time frame and they might need a little bit more. I was telling Al during the break about people undergoing chemotherapy, that these products have been extremely helpful at supporting their appetite so that they're not losing too much weight, and as well as preventing the nausea associated with certain types of chemotherapy.
So we only have a few minutes left. Maybe you can just delve into the different CBD products that will be available at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in Janet's office in Margate.
Okay, you'll see two different lines. There's a green line and a gold line. The green line means we use the entire plant, the seed, the stem, the stalk, everything. And that would resonate with people that use whole food vitamins. They're going out of their way to use Kamu Kamu, for example, as their vitamin C source. It's called a total plant complex. Look for the green label, and you get everything the hemp plant has to offer, minus, obviously, detectable levels of THC that get you high. Then we have our gold line, and the gold line would be the concentrate. So think of the gold line like Ultimate Omega, and think of the green line like cod liver oil. The gold line is far more concentrated. So we're going to be and are expanding the offerings in both the green line and gold line. Now, we have other goodies coming, but we won't talk about those now. What's currently available is the green and the gold, and I would recommend we start with either the spray or the 10-milligram capsule and build yourself up until you find your perfect dosage. Now, this might be concerning for some people, but please listen closely. The therapeutic window is from 2 milligrams to like 150 or 175 milligrams, which means you really need to be patient, take some time, start low and slow. One capsule, not a problem, but don't start out taking 6 or 8 of them. And if you can make an appointment with Janet to sit there and talk about, I like the 500 milligram spray because 2 sprays gives you 3 milligrams of CBD. And I have people across the country in health food stores in their apron holding the 500 milligram peppermint spray. And as they're getting stressed out during the day, they just take a couple of pumps during the day, and it's like water beads right off, and it's like Teflon turtle wax. And so I want people experiencing what it's like to cruise through the day, because it's been a long time since we have.
Let me interject that the plus CBD unflavored liquid, it comes in a 2-ounce bottle, and I personally have sprayed a couple of shots of it into water and been able to drink the water, and it just flows through your body, keeps your body hydrated, and it kind of calms you down and makes you mellow and feel good.
They're putting it really quick. I got to tell you this. They're putting it in juice bars where you can get 2 pumps of plus CBD oil in your smoothie all across the country. They've got places that are focused on these cannabinoid extracts in different juice bars. So that's a very convenient way. And haven't you seen that, Janet, where you can just use it need be throughout the day, small amounts hormetically, so you just get that gentle effect, something that's even more mild. Have you been seeing that as well?
Absolutely, and that's what I was saying. We are looking for that sensation of being centered and balanced, and by providing a little bit of this very natural substance that plugs into all of the different systems of your body very naturally, very easily, and you do a little bit all through the day, that's what you maintain. Balance, and you kind of take the rough edges off anxiety and stress.
Stuart, can you get into the item, which is the CBD balm?
Now, this is quite interesting because the hemp plant produces these cannabinoids in an acid form. What's that for? The plant creates this process called auto-pruning. The cannabis hemp plant can destroy some of its own leaves at the base of the stalk to focus all the energy at the top of the flower. In the topical balm, in the green topical balm, we use the CBDA because it seems to be very effective at killing mites. And so for eczema and psoriasis that might have some kind of a little microbial infection, there could be a component to that. People are using the plus CBD oil green balm for eczema, psoriasis, and then if you have a big swollen knee, synovial fluid is abundantly rich in cannabinoid receptors. So you've hurt your knee, your body upregulates the cannabis receptors to try to bring it back to balance. Well, CBD balances the endocannabinoid system, so topically for a big swollen knee or muscle spasms or muscle tension. Now, we've made a stronger one called the Gold Balm that just came out. That's double the strength. That one has 100 milligrams. This one is not in the acid form. This one is more for a straight CBD therapeutic effect, and you can use that on your face because it doesn't have any of the green that's in there. The green product is a green color. Again, total plant complex, seed, stem, stalk. The Gold Balm is the extra strength. So you'd use that if you really hurt your back.
One of the things for our listeners to know is if your teenager is dealing with some acne, some unpleasant breakouts anywhere on the body, face, so yeah, we want to pay really close attention to that. But a little bit of application of the CBD oil balm on an acne breakout, fabulous. It has been researched and studied, shown to reduce that overproduction of sebum, that very much is a producer of outbreaks.
Stuart, so
go ahead, Al.
How many different items do you have in the green? How many different items in the gold?
Well, right now in the green, we've got about six different offerings, and in the gold, about five different offerings, and they continue to grow. I've got stuff that's coming out piecemeal. For example, this week we're releasing our gold soft gels. So no longer do we need those applicators or tubs, Janet. 15 milligrams of CBD in a vegetarian soft gel with extra virgin olive oil. Then we have our gold drops coming out, 250 milligrams in 1 ounce, 750 milligrams in its second ounce, 2 ounce, so we can get rid of those applicators and tubs. So we're making the offerings easier to use.
That sounds great, Stuart. I know that if we had more time, we can delve into it in greater detail, because I know you also mentioned to me that the CBD gold is helpful for people that want to lose weight.
That is remarkable, because it is it's sensitizing satiety. THC gives you the munchies. CBD tells you, yeah, you've got some satiety signaling here. So what we're finding is people are losing gut visceral adipose tissue once they balance their endocannabinoid system. So 6 months into your CBD treatment, you may be into your skinny jeans because you're staying asleep all night.
Well, Stuart, whenever you want to get up early again, please let me know, and we're going to have you on as a guest again, because I know there's a lot more information that I want to share with our listeners.
Oh, so, thank you both so much.
I want to thank you very much for your valuable time that you shared with us today, and most interesting, and I look forward to having you back on again real soon to talk about CBD. And as a point of information, anybody who would like to try the CBD capsule in the green bottle, please stop into the store today from 12 to 5. I'll be more than happy to give you one for my bottle. And you can experience the same feeling that I have after about 30 minutes.
To all of our listeners, thanks so much for tuning in to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. We will be back tomorrow at 10. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman, and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. Remember to tune in every weekday at 10 a.m. and find out more about EDLP, coming soon to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in Margate. The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.